Hello and welcome. This is James Maduk speaking, the author of Blogging Secrets, and you're listening to Secret Number 2 from the 52 Secrets My Mom Never Told Me About Blogging. And today, what I want to do is we're covering, you know, if you haven't downloaded the my blogging blog marketing blueprint, you'll see that the secrets that we're covering are on the blog marketing blueprint, and there's a lot of secrets. In fact, there's more than 52, and the first 10 that we're going to be doing, actually the first 11 secrets, are in fact the main key points from the blueprint. But we're going to do number 2 today, and again, I want to make sure that you understand these 10 keys before we dive deep right into all of the details and all of the stuff that I've learned and that my mom never told me about blogging and blogging for profit specifically. And again, if you're just starting to listen to these series, we talked about business vision at the start and making sure that you understand what the purpose of your blog, your WordPress site is, and what you actually want the customers to experience or go through or do as the first key. But this second key is related to that, and it's called, you've got to select some money spokes. And blogging is about a hub and spokes. And that's the whole blueprinting system, kind of at a thousand foot view. And in this podcast, I just want to talk briefly about making sure that you understand the money spokes. And, you know, there's all sorts of stuff that you've got to consider. It's than just, oh, I've got a WordPress blog and I want it to look cool. Or I've got a blog and I want it to look cool because I saw a cool site that had a great theme. Please don't ever do that. You've got to really have a good understanding of, first of all, you know, what you want your customers to do. But more importantly, you've got to understand, how am I going to monetize or earn money with my WordPress site? Because, you know, if you're just blogging for fun, you really don't need to listen to these secrets. If you're just blogging to put some content up and you really don't care if people read it, you're not interested in earning any money with your blog, you're just putting it up for the sake of putting it up, you know, that's a whole different approach. We're talking about blogging for profit here. So, a couple secrets in this second sort of key area or key secret. And you're going to have some money spokes. And these are ways that if you understand, you know, what you want your customer to do or your visitor to do, you've got a sales process or something that you've designed or mapped out for them to flow or move through the site. Then you've got to figure out, okay, well, how am I going to monetize that? And we actually cover 10 different money types of money spokes. And there's lots of different ways to monetize your blog. What I'm suggesting is that you take a look at other people's models, creatively plagiarize what they're doing. Now listen to the words I use, creatively plagiarize. And that means you don't have to reinvent the wheel. Take a look at how other competitors or people in similar industries are monetizing their blog and see if that's something that fits in with the target customers, the people that you want to deal with, the kind of customers that you want to help, but more importantly, how they're looking to compensate you for the help that you're giving them. And there's a whole bunch of different ways or different types of these spokes. And the thing is that you can start with one, but you can have multiple spokes. And this is really key. Think about this for a second. If I have a wheel with a hub, and I've only got one spoke from the hub out to the outside of the wheel, if I was a Ferris wheel, for example, and I had a hub in the middle and only one structure going out to the outside of the wheel, would I be very secure and safe on that Ferris wheel? Would there be enough spokes to support it? No, not at all. You can have multiple money spokes, and those money spokes don't have to be the same kind of spokes. So there's advertising income, there's affiliate income, there's existing products, there's white label products, there's software, there's events, there's all sorts of different ways that you can monetize your blog. But I'm going to suggest that you've got to come up with and take a look at What are the ways that my customers and my products and services, what are the ways that I have available to me to monetize it? And know this stuff first before you get started. Why? It's like building an apartment building or a skyscraper on quicksand. You have to have a solid foundation, understand what you're building the structure on top of. These money spokes are the things that you've got to think about up front. Now, again, caveat, you don't have to have them all figured out, but you have to have at least one or two to get started, but more importantly, ones that you think will work, and we're going to end up testing them. But if you don't have any idea how you're going to earn money or profit with your blog before you get started, you're absolutely crazy and you're wasting your time. You're going to learn the hard way. Please look to other people, other competitors, other marketers who are in the same market or marketing to similar kinds of customers and see how are they doing it. What's working for them? What's not working? Don't be afraid to talk to people. Do a little bit of investigative searching. Use the search engines. Buy products and services from other people. Take a look at the experience. How did it work for you? Was it easy for you to purchase and get engaged with the customer or with the vendor? Were you able to get the information and the products and expectations where they met? All stuff that you can do easily and quickly just by doing a little bit of homework up front. Now, please, 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 please do this before we get into installing blogs, building blogs, picking domain names, all of this other stuff. Again, really, really key stuff. Take the time to do it now. It's going to pay off big in the long term for you. This is James Maduke speaking. You've been listening to Secret Number 2 from the 52 Secrets My Mom Never Told Me About Blogging for Profit.